I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of Hey Spirit. Today I had the pleasure of sharing my gift with Daniela, and I think the thing that impressed me the most with the souls of her loved ones was really validating that even though we have someone that might leave the physical world in a very unexpected, tragic, non-conventional, however you want to interpret it, way, spirit always finds a way to give us these messages with dignity and grace. Being able to still give messages of healing without really divulging too much. But as you listen to this episode, you'll see that I knew that spirit was keeping things up their sleeve. I hope you all enjoy this very healing, emotional episode of Hey Spirit. God bless. Well, it's so lovely meeting you, Daniela. I first want to take this opportunity to thank you for allowing me to share my gift with you today, but most importantly, for being part of this very special podcast. So,
thank you. My pleasure. I waited a long time for this. Well, I have to say that I loved you and your live. I came to see you when you came to Chicago and Joliet just recently.
Oh, yeah. I was just there a couple of weeks ago.
I was front and center. I probably could have touched you. That's how close I was to you.
Well, I'm going to say this. Now, if you received a reading then, this never would have happened.
Well, I didn't get a reading then, which is I really didn't. You didn't. I mean, which is fine. I didn't get chosen, but I didn't get reading then, but it was a great experience, I'll be honest with you.
Because I try to tell that to people, like especially the live show, it changes you. So third time's a charm. First time it was my Wi-Fi. It's windy in Chicago. So they don't call Chicago the windy city for nothing.
No, they really don't. It's 55 degrees out here today.
Oh my God. Oh God.
Yeah, so
well, like we said, third time's a charm. Sometimes that happens, but sometimes it's also if someone is very nervous, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Like little things happen, and having this experience is several different things. It's exciting. It's also nerve-wracking. So it is very important, Daniela, that if you do not understand something, please tell me. It doesn't mean that it's wrong. I'm not fishing for anything. It just means that sometimes my life experience has a very different meaning for you. And also, you might just be able to connect with the sign or the symbol.
Okay.
It's just a validation of spirit letting you know that they are okay.
Okay.
I didn't even get fully to the other side, but I heard and wanting you to be able to know that you are being supported by your departed loved ones in moving forward with your life in the physical world since their death. Do you understand that?
I understand.
Okay. I don't understand that, but I don't have to. But that might be important for you to know, because maybe that's something you were nervous about. Oh my God, are they okay with my choices and decisions? Will they support my choices and decisions? Fair enough?
Fair enough.
This is why I do what I do, is to give us that gift of being able to move forward. You have several loved ones. As I started to enter the other side, they're all lined up. And I almost feel like that there's one main person behind the line, if I might say. So it's almost like I feel like you have a lot of family stepping forward, but then there's this one person maybe that you want to hear from. But I got to get past the line first, Daniela. Okay. So okay. I'm actually going to start with the mom that is departed. So if your mom is not departed, it would be your grandmother, aunt. There's actually three mother figures. So is your mom departed?
Yes.
Okay. So know that your mom steps forward first. Now, is your grandmother departed as well?
Yes.
And is there also a sister that is passed?
No, not a sister.
A sister-in-law?
Mm-mm.
Well, your mom said I have the sister with me. So I don't know if it's her sister.
Oh, yeah. Could be her sister did pass away.
To validate that the souls, there's also father figures as well.
Okay.
And then beyond that, I see the young male. So young for me is someone that left the physical world before we feel their time. And your mom said, tell her that we have the husband with us.
Yeah.
How do you connect with the number 10? Is this your husband, Daniela?
Yes. Okay.
And how do you connect with the number 10? It could be the month of October, the 10th of...
It's my birthday.
Okay. To validate, because he stepped forward. And did you just get like a chill or something, or feel something move through you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I asked your husband to allow you to feel him. First of all, your mother is hilarious. She goes, well, what about me? She goes, I was the one that formed the line that brought him forward. She says, and now you're not going to talk to me? She says, what's going on here?
Exactly, Nona.
That would be your mom, right? That would be her personality.
Exactly. Exactly.
Validating for you that your mom looked at me and said, Teresa, I need you to tell my daughter that the reason why I'm making this a big deal is because I want her to know that I am sorry for everything that she had to endure. And that I know that my daughter has done the best that she could to continue with her life here in the physical world with dignity and grace. And she says, I wanted to give you this gift. And then she looked at me, she goes, do you really think, Teresa, that my daughter thought that this was going to happen and I wasn't going to come through?
No, not at all. Not at all.
So validating again her personality, how strong she is, and more importantly, that she has always been loving, guiding, and protecting you from the other side. And to validate for you that that is real. That you weren't crazy. It wasn't your imagination, not wishful thinking. And more importantly, she says, and I am glad that you released all of your fears to me. So I don't know whatever that is. That's only something you would know. And it's almost like you like handed everything to mom's soul and said, here, I'm going to hand you all my fears. I'm going to release this to you. Please help and guide me and navigate this crazy life. And your mom says, I want to thank you for trusting me and for allowing me to carry your fears and guide you through this crazy world. And there's your husband in the back. So when do I get to talk? And your mother goes, in a minute. And then she looked at me and she goes, you know, I'm really not bossy, Teresa. She goes, you know, but a mom knows best.
Yes, exactly.
So I almost feel like it's so interesting because we just had this conversation. You know, we were having internet problems and everything. You know, my daughter's downstairs trying to make, I don't know what she's making, grilled cheese, setting off the fire alarm. And I literally said to you, children don't trust their parents. Like, we never know anything, right? We don't know what's right. And here your mom is saying, thank you for trusting me.
and knowing that mom always knows best.
The best.
And then your mom kind of winked at me and she goes, we might not go about it the right way, she says, but we get the job done. And that is to let our children know how much we love them, how much we support them, and how proud we are of them. Were you searching for a piece of jewelry or you couldn't find a piece of jewelry? I don't know if you've lost a piece of jewelry. I asked your mom to validate that I interpret everything correctly. So your husband stood with your mom and they put me in front of a jewelry box. And then they had started frantically having me look for it, look for something. That's my symbol for where we thought we lost something, we couldn't find something, or maybe we wanted to wear something special for this moment and I couldn't find it.
No, I have a piece of jewelry of my husband's on.
Oh, perfect. Mm-hmm. And you were looking for it this morning. Validating for you that A, I interpreted everything correctly, but B, that your husband and your mother's soul was with you at that exact moment. Is it his wedding ring? Did you like?
It's a ring. It's his favorite ring. Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you put it on and you took it off. You're like, should I wear it? Shouldn't I wear it? Is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
Now, I'm the first one to say, Danielle, what I do is crazy, but how would I know that?
I know.
There's no way.
You can't see my hands, so you don't know that I have anything on.
And more importantly, that you were doing this before coming into the meeting.
Literally 5 minutes before.
So the reason why I love these things that Spirit is able to do, because no matter what it is that we're going through, there is no way that I would know this.
No.
It validates that you're loved ones. No. And again, acknowledging, and I'm going to say this because now your husband, your mom stands there and he kind of just stepped a little bit forward of her. So it means that he wants you to know this. I want you to know that I support you moving on with your life here in the physical world. So whatever that means for you, sometimes it is if someone moved, if someone is dating, if someone got remarried, whatever it is, or maybe you've been thinking about it. Do you understand that?
I understand.
Know that your husband supports that decision. Did you guys grow up together? When Soul showed me, like, you ever see the movie My Girl?
Uh-huh.
When they show me that movie, it means, I have several means for it, but in this case, I was made to feel like you guys either were through a lot together or you grew up together or knew each other since you were.
Well, we were married for 25 years.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. But we were inseparable, so we really were together all the time. We never did anything by ourselves, let's say.
And that, I think, was the whole point of that movie. Do you see how my signs and symbols can have a different meaning? That was the whole meaning of My Girl, was they were inseparable. They were always together. And your husband says pretty much the same, because I never thought that I was really going to die. Do you understand that? Because I asked your husband, I said, okay, you could bring me through the departure. And he didn't bring me through it right away. And I said, okay. I said, you know, you don't have to tell me. We don't have to discuss it. I'm not trying to be rude, but it doesn't matter to me. Do you understand that? Mm-hmm. And your husband did those say, he says, but I don't want my wife to carry a burden connected to my departure. I do not want her to feel that she could have prevented, stopped, whatever it is, my departure. And I know that was probably easy for me to say that, but I could feel for you, Daniela, on how heart-wrenching that was. But then I can feel the... like the sigh of almost relief of, okay. You know, I never question how Spirit gives me things or why they show me a certain sign or symbol. Because here we are back to the movie reference again of My Girl, of where she was always there for him, always doing things for him. But then again, choices, decisions, whatever they are, is not the responsibility of someone else. And he says, and for that, I am sorry that I left you with that burden.
because he made me feel like this is something like sometimes siblings would say to each other, or like best friends, like, we were thick as thieves, like we were two peas in a pod. Like, how could this happen? Or even, how could he do this to me? Because he made me feel like you were so angry at him.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to say this. And just so you know, your mom, he has me talking and your mom is standing right next to him going like this, shaking her finger at him. Like, I feel like she's like, your mom is very, very funny. I don't even want to
say. She's very funny, my mom. You're right.
I want to say hilarious. Like, she's very.
She is hilarious.
But I feel like it's important because he kind of also made me feel like you were left with things that you have no answers to.
Exactly.
And he says, I think that's the hardest thing for my wife, is that there was no answers.
Mm-mm, nothing.
And he says, again, for that, I am sorry. Was he not the same when he died? He's very selective on what he allows me to feel and what he shows me. I learned a very long time ago, I will never push a soul or try to dig to find out something. Spirit, they have to be forthcoming with it, or else I don't touch it with a 10-foot pole. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Because I read with respect for the souls of the departed, but also for the person that is receiving the messages. And I almost feel like I had something wrong with my brain or my head. And I almost feel like if I take medication, then I'll feel okay, but I really don't feel okay. And then I feel frustrated. And then I make choices and decisions, but I never really thought that I was actually going to die. He says, and I need you to understand that. I almost feel like the day that he died, I don't know if he was thinking clearly in a cloud. Like, I don't know what it was, but I almost feel like, I never had this before, so I'm going to try to interpret it the best way that I can. I almost feel like I'm spiraling, but nothing around me seems real. And I can't even describe it. I feel numb. I almost feel like I'm in a movie. I don't know what it is. And it's almost like I just want it to stop. I just want it to stop. And I don't know how. This is the first time for me. I feel like the more I'm trying to like comfort him, the more spiraling he gets. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I find this so intriguing because a soul has never interpreted it to me that way. It's almost like he's trying to show you that you did everything and above and beyond for me. But I didn't even know what was best for me.
Makes sense.
And it was almost like through our quarter of a century together, you always knew how to make things better. You always knew how to make things right. He says, and I even became more frustrated because you couldn't do that for me in that. I'm going to say in these moments, because this just wasn't an incident. This was ups and downs, correct?
Mm-hmm. Ups and downs, yeah.
And it was almost like then things were fine. Then it would be like we'd have a little patch, but then everything would be okay. And it's like, oh, we got over that hurdle. Like, we're past this. It's good. And then I died. Because he made me feel like his death was like blindsided you.
Yes.
And he says, and for that, I am sorry. He says, you know, this might sound strange or odd, he says, but I wanted to say this to my wife. He actually referred to you as his everything. Because I wanted her to know that the things that she did help me. He goes, it's almost like, Teresa, if, now I don't know why this is, because when I first got to your husband's soul, he first told me that he wanted to take responsibility for his departure, but then he made me feel something in the chest. Now, there are many different reasons why a soul might take responsibility for that passing. And your husband just looked at me and said, it's the same thing, Teresa, as if I was on heart medication or blood pressure medication, did all these things. She cooked me all these great low salt meals, healthy meals, but my body's still producing whatever was giving me heart issues. He goes, it's no different. Tell my wife it's no different. And I looked at him and I said, that's an interesting scenario. And your husband looked at me and said, I've learned that. He said, but at least my wife knows now that she knows that she did everything that she could for me. And I knew that there was nothing else left that I could do for myself. It's almost like the harder I tried to get better, the harder life became.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Look, we all carry around different stressors. Some are big and some are small, right? But at the end of the day, when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. You know, therapy just isn't for people who experience major trauma. Therapy, I find for myself, is great for learning positive coping skills and also how to set boundaries. And it has empowered me in the best way to be the best version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/HeySpirit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HeySpirit. Is your husband gone for some time?
5 years.
Okay. Because he made me feel like he needed you to know that he's okay with you moving on. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Now, you have children?
I do.
Okay. Was there a wedding since your husband's departure, or is there something about, okay, to validate that he attended the wedding in spirit? When a soul shows me a bouquet and they wrap it with a hanky and put a picture inside the bouquet, that's my semaphore where a soul attended someone's wedding. Okay. And then when they lift up the bottom of the dress and then sew like a piece of lace, it's my semaphore. We either carried an article or we incorporated something in that day of our departed loved one.
Makes sense.
How do you connect with the number three? Do you have three children?
Well, my birthday is October 3rd.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's why he kept showing me my son. I didn't know why. My son's birthday is October 3rd.
Oh, okay.
And there's something so endearing about your husband. He literally stood next to me and he said, I want to thank you for allowing me to bring my wife some peace. And I said to him, I said, that's so interesting. It's not something that souls do. And he says, I really want my wife to know that I do know what she needs. And more importantly, what she deserves. And that is peace. And more importantly, knowing that because of her, I knew what unconditional love was. And how much of her life she sacrificed for me. He goes, you know, she kind of made life look easy, Teresa. Your husband would like you to do something that I think might help you. When souls say that they're sorry, it means that they had to relive their life through our eyes. So that means that the soul had to learn some lessons to be able to grow on the other side. And sometimes if they hurt someone, disappointed someone, and especially if it's affecting the person being able to heal from their death, they will come through and apologize. So he had to relive these moments and feel what it was like for you. But it's almost like he's showing me on how you never skipped a beat. It was like you were like hurting inside, crying inside, destroyed inside, but still did what I had to do. And the strength that you showed, no one in a million years would have ever known what you were struggling with or going through. And I almost feel like there's something very honorable about that, because your husband looked at me and said, you know, just because we don't always make the right choices and decisions in the physical world doesn't mean that we're not good people. He says, sometimes you just kind of grow and you don't realize what you're manifesting into. He says, and I have to take responsibility for that. But I see now how hard it was for her. And he says, and I'm sorry. He made me feel like, I don't know if you found him, or when you heard about his death.
No. Wait, where'd it go?
See?
Oh, go ahead. There you go.
I'm going to say, that's not a coincidence. That's your husband. Because like, he let me in a little bit down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he got super, super nervous. Like, uh-huh. And I said, okay, I won't go there. We don't have to. Did you also have to make a lot of choices and decisions?
Yes.
Okay. He says, I need you to know that I support you in your choices and decisions. He's very cryptic. Like, he shows me something and I'm like, but I don't think that's what happened. Or yes. I don't think that's how it was. And he would look at me and I would say, it's okay. It's okay. And I said to him, I promise I won't dive any further. I said, but I want you to promise me that you're going to give your wife what she needs in this moment. I said, and I will do the best that I can to interpret it the best that I can. Because I could tell when he shows me something and I'm like, oh, that didn't happen. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
So it's almost like we're all on the same page here. And we can do things with dignity and grace. And then he looked at, oh, he's funny. He looked at me and he goes, I'm going to tell you something. My wife thought for 1 second that at your live show that I was going to come through. He says, but I didn't know what you were going to do, Teresa. He said, and I didn't want everyone there to know my business. So I said, so now you let your wife come on the podcast when now millions of people? He goes, no, but you're doing a very good job, Teresa. But literally, exactly. He's like, doing a very good job. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
What I love in this moment, I feel like it's a quadruple validation for you. Everything that you feel, you have a right to feel. Everything that you sense and know that it's him, know that it's him. And also, I even feel like what you experienced that evening. Know that that was him. But he needed it to be in a more intimate moment. For him and also for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense.
And I'm going to go back to this. He goes, the feeling he actually, he had this moment, like he looked at me and said, the thing that is hurting me the most is that she feels that I didn't love her.
Yes.
He says, and that is devastating to me. And I looked at him and he showed, and I said to him, that's why he showed me the movie My Girl. Like, it's this, it's so, these are the moments where no matter how many readings I do, how many souls I channel, where they never cease to amaze me on how he is showing you how you were and always will be his everything. And even down to the relationship of how they were in the movie, right? He followed her, loved her, adored her, and she was like, right? But still, this love and this care. He just literally looked at me and he said, I'm going to tell you something, Teresa. He said, if it wasn't for Daniela, I would have never experienced life. He said, she gave me a life that I did not know really that ever could have existed. And because she never gave up on me, that's how I knew what it was like to be unconditionally loved. He's showing me that if it wasn't for you, that he would have left the physical world in the beginning of his block of time. Now, I don't know what that would have been. Would that have been 10 years prior to his death? Would it have been 20? Would it have been 2 years? I don't know what that block of time is. But he's showing me. It's almost like you kept him in check. You kept him going. It's almost like what fueled him to live was your undying love and support. He says, and I cannot let this moment go by without letting you know that I know how much of yourself and your own life you gave for me. He says, so the least I can do is give you a gift of knowing how much you mean to me. And I am sorry if I ever said or did anything that left you with hurt. And I take responsibility for my actions, my choices, my decisions, even my departure, because it was up to me, not up to you. He says, it's the same thing as if I went to the doctor and they told me to take a medication and I refused to take it. He says, it's no different. He says, but I need you to let go of the burdens that my death has left you with. Did you just recently find a card or a letter or like a little note that he wrote you?
I recently found a letter that not he wrote me, but my son wrote to my other son just like yesterday.
Oh.
Literally. Crazy.
I asked him to Valley and he showed me that you usually when they show when a soul shows me that it's a letter from them. But you found a letter from one son to another son.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And I felt like it was something that brought a smile to your face.
It did, yes.
Your husband goes, we did good, Teresa, in raising our boys. Your mother goes, your mother hit him and goes, she did good.
Yeah.
I said to your mom, back off. Like, don't. And then he looked at me and he goes, that's her, though.
That is her. Yeah, he's right.
But validating that his soul was with you at that exact moment. And it wasn't a coincidence that you found that letter. Knowing that he will continue and always will love, guide, and protect you the best that he can. How do you connect with the number 11? Is it the month of November, the 11th of any month, or do you see numbers with 11 in it, like 11-11, 7-11, 9-11, 4-11?
No, not really. 11-11, no.
Okay. Pay attention.
Oh, okay. So my son's, I'm out speaking out loud, and then I have my youngest trying to help me. Number 11 was my oldest son's soccer number.
Oh, okay. But do you see, listen, I get what I do. It's crazy, right?
No, it's not, but.
No, I know, but it's sometimes hard, especially when we're in the seat or maybe for your children, right?
Right.
I always just need spirit to give little things to give people some hope. That's it. They don't have to believe in what I do. I want them just to believe in an afterlife and to believe and to know that the souls are still with us. And who has his wallet or his driver's license?
I do.
Okay. Validating that, he says, I need you all to know that my soul is at peace with God. Your mom just showed me rosary beads. So do you have her rosary beads or is there something about rosary beads?
We never got them, tell her. The funeral place was supposed to get, from the flowers and then send us the rosary beads, and we never got them. That's what she's saying.
So just because you don't have her rosary beads doesn't mean that we don't pray anymore.
Right. That's what she's telling you.
It was almost like you were granted permission to heal today.
Maybe, yes. You're right.
Like, it's okay. It's okay to smile. It's okay to go out. It's okay to move forward with my life. It's okay to move. It's okay to do this. It's okay to...
You nailed it.
You need to do what's best for you. And you are the only one that's going to know that. And don't ever feel bad or sad about the choices or decisions that you make for yourself. You're doing the best that you can with what you have. You have to love and honor and respect that more than anything. He goes, tell my son he's so good looking, but he needs a haircut. So I don't know.
Which one? Tell him.
I don't know. Do they have long hair? I don't know.
Yes, they do.
My son's at the barber every other week getting a shape up. So
it's crazy. Papa said you need a haircut. You're good looking.
You're good looking, but they need haircuts, Teresa.
They need haircuts. That's so funny. They do both got long hair.
See, that doesn't mean that they go get their haircut. Do you understand that?
I do know.
I can't see them. I don't even know that they're there with you. But what a validation from their father in a unique way of saying hello, but more importantly, how proud I am of them and how much I love them. And I know how hard it is. but I want them to take every positive thing from me and incorporate that into their lives. I know how difficult sometimes losing a loved one can be. But what a gift your husband and your mom gave you in this moment. And your husband looked at me, he goes, you weren't even supposed to know she died. I go, what do you mean, no, she died? I go, I got to the other side. I go, she was the one, she stepped forward right away. He goes, I knew if she came through, I wasn't going to be able to get a word in edgewise. And then this is your mom. But I remember, I let you, because that's what my daughter needs.
Mm-hmm. She's right.
Amazing. What a beautiful gift. I want to thank you for all of your support in what I do, but more importantly, for allowing me to channel your loved ones today and also trusting me with a very sensitive departure. And what I love is...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
That your husband is proud of his family.
Thank you.
Proud of you. And thanking you for never giving up on him. I just watched him lean over and kiss you.
Oh.
Well, I hope these messages today bring you the peace and comfort that you deserve. And also to your entire family. I wish you all the best. And may God continue to bless you and your family.
Thank you very much. Daniela Mancuso, Orland Park, Illinois. Amazing. You nailed it. Like everything that I thought in my mind and everything I had thought questions about, she answered them. Like to just everything. Like even if I thought that my thoughts, she answered my thoughts. My questions, she answered all those questions. It was just amazing. It's the craziest thing. Like I followed her for many years. Soon after my husband passed, I followed her just to see if I could get any answers. And I left her messages and followed her and text messages or whatever and emails, and nothing ever happened. So then all of a sudden, she said that she was coming to Chicago. I went to go see her and nothing. I got no response there. But I was happy for the people that were there and got all their answers. I was very happy. And then that night when I came home, I was so distraught. Like, oh my God, he really just doesn't want to listen. He doesn't want to hear from me. He doesn't want to come through. He doesn't. And then the morning I woke up, I got an email from Alex saying that I was supposed to be on this thing. And I was like, I can't. It just doesn't even make sense. I'll tell you, when she said, did you think I was going to come through in front of all those people? You do believe that I was going to, that was going to happen? I believe that he wasn't, that he's not that kind of person. He would have never come through with all those people listening to his stories. So the ring, 5 minutes before the show, I was upstairs in a jewelry box looking for something to wear from him. And I picked up 2-3 rings. I put them on and I'm not sure. She said that that's what I did. Like, you picked up 3 rings, you put them on, you put them back, you put them on, you put them back. How would she know that? What she said to me about, like, it's okay to move on. It's okay to be happy. It's okay to laugh, because I always question that. I questioned his love for me. Did he really love me? Did he not really love me? I always question. And then she brought all that back. Like what she said was exactly what I was feeling. Both of them have long hair. And when she said that, because he always, you know, they need a haircut. It's just crazy. Yeah. Every day it's hard waking up when you're grieving, but you have a little extra of something to say, you know what, today's going to be a good day. It was an awesome reading. Awesome.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.